Yeah, as amended.
Motion is second.
On paper? We need to approve the minutes of April.
Asking for permission and following the meeting's determination. I would never have gone so far as to find the.
As written. Second, April 16th, what is this? Second, all in favor? We also need April 22th. Okay, all right. All right, motion to accept the April 20th. Is there a second? All in favor? Yes? Do you have anybody? Yes? It's on the agenda, I don't know why. Request, do you have any request, Dave?
Request to Timberland Trail, I received a call from the Vinnyak, I don't know if he's aware of it or not. Mrs. Vinnyak, they just, they would like to know if they're going to move back. Really doing the process of selling the property, and the new buyer wants to know if they're going to have a dock. Because right now, they do have a dock license, but the Timberland Trail, I know, I spoke with James K., and we're going to go out there this month. We'll take a look, and with a couple of people from the dock, maybe talk to the other commissioner. And what we're talking about, instead of probably going around 50 feet, building four docks along the wall, Mr. Nunfield, is that his name?
Nunfield.
Nunfield. I spoke with him the other day, and he told me that if he gives up property, that he would have to give up some of his lakefront property, he would go along with it as long as he doesn't have to pay to build a dock. Okay, but now nothing is written. But, Vinnyak and Bluntzies are the first right, correct, of the docks that are going to be built on. If it's two docks or four docks, they would still have first right, as far as I understand.
First right refusal.
First right refusal. Do you have any questions? So whoever your buyer is going to be, you want to know if you needed anything. I know you wanted something in writing. I'd like to make a motion that we could give that to them in writing, that they have first right of refusal for the dock, for the new dock that will be installed.
I don't think that we can do that.
You can't do that?
We're not building the dock.
No, no, no.
We're not taking the responsibility of building the dock.
Well, they would.
We're not the property owner. That would, any first right of refusal would have to come from the current property owner or the subsequent property owners. And I believe they received a letter already about they had the opportunity to first right of refusal from the,
Okay, I know.
Property owner.
You did receive a letter?
Yes, a while back, a couple months ago.
So it's a moot issue.
It's a moot issue.
Okay, all right. Okay, so does that answer the Nunfield and George?
Yes.
Go check on everything.
Okay, under old business, then moving along, we have a resume. We've been talking about hiring another attorney. We have a resume from Ray Pfeiffer, and, we don't want to pay a retainer.
No.
I would like to meet him.
Well, we need to interview.
I think we need to interview.
Okay.
We've now proven the guy exists.
Yes.
The next step is, let's get in front of him, see what his feelings are. He has real estate and district.
Why doesn't somebody make a motion that we invite him to come down to our next meeting?
Are you around?
I'm here pretty much now until the middle of August.
I'm just meeting someone.
Terry, when's our? I'm here.
Does that mean it's a special meeting or we're?
I don't think so.
No, we
don't vote on anything.
We're interviewing.
Yeah.
We would vote on it at the next meeting.
Meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I would think that's.
Did you find out what's going to be
Yeah, like I said, I got an email, he said, you know, what's going on, so he's obviously interested in doing.
After dinner, it's going to be best for that.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah, please, after.
Actually, after 10 o'clock, we'd be able to meet. Okay, so I'll call him, and if he can do this by email, then I'll, Gene, are you comfortable with email for the?
Yeah. No problem.
Okay, thank you for taking care of that. DEC fines, who wants to be on that?
Very well.
Okay.
The DEC officer called me today, actually called me a few weeks ago, and we're going to be fined $850 due to the fact that the contractor was working in the lake bed, in the creek bed there, while the water was flowing. So he was supposed to work from the side and push it up and stay out of the water, which was like, it was a trough stream. So we're going to be fined $850, and there will, no one will get a record, and we'll be, no one will be, I mean, like, just pay the fine, and it'll be over. But if we can take it to court, we can take it to court.
Now, my understanding is DNH is also being fined $850. Why aren't they being fined $1,600, because they're the one that didn't follow the rules and regulations that he set out for them?
I asked the officer that, and he told me that the whole responsibility, landowner, the owner, plus.
I specifically asked him about being in the water.
Okay, well, he's going to give me a call tomorrow.
I said, when they were in there, and I said, I thought you're not supposed to be in the water, in the creek bed, or kind of thing, and he said, no, he goes, it's only when there's swimming trout or something like that, and I go, are you like kidding me? And he said, no, he goes, we were just up in wherever he was, we were up there for 2 weeks, we were in the creek all the time we were there, and I'm like, oh, that, if that's what it is, and when they were in there, I kept thinking, do they put special seals on their caterpillars or something to be able to do that? I mean, I alerted them quite a bit.
The only thing I could suggest is, we haven't made our final payment in many years, is that, you know, we're going to be fined regardless.
We short it by $850?
Well.
Then they're going to put back on us.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, maybe we could make a phone call to them, and through the fact that we did hire them, and in the future, we will not hire them unless they pay the fine. And they did make a mistake, they knew it's going to be.
How much is their final payment, how much do we owe?
We owe.
$6,000.
$6,000.
Oh.
So they would get five, maybe we should have them on the pay the fine.
A letter?
Letter to them, but I have to meet with the DEC officer tomorrow, and I was.
See, they get the fine reduced, sometimes you can work with the DEC.
That's what I.
I would first off try to get the.
We're going to have to go to court, though, someone's going to have, we're going to have to go to court.
Well, they. I talked to the DEC officer.
They actually, no.
Sometimes they'll sell out.
When we had that meeting, they never had the, I don't know how to do it, internally, they took it to their legal counsel, so he could decide what an appropriate, well, what an appropriate, if a fine or action would be. So because there's a bunch of questions required, they want to find revenues.
What I don't understand is how you're going to divert that water.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do it from the side.
I don't understand that.
Well, the plan was, they were going to start at the other end, at the end of the wall, but leave about 15 foot, and work their way back on each side. Dig it, and then go down to the end and open it up, and then the water would flow.
They were going to hold their hand up until the water had stopped, until they got out of it.
I understand, but this is what the DEC wanted, when we went to meet with the DEC, this is what they wanted, and that was the plan they had to write up, because they did not want you to go back.
Has this project been approved, you know, we're going to get a fire bill from them, I haven't received anything. You know, are you satisfied with the work, or?
Well, that work, we were totally satisfied with the work.
Is there some reason why they're holding up the builders, then there's virtually no reason why they're doing it?
As far as I know, no.
If they.
I thought you would have received it.
I don't know why, because.
Or you haven't received it, that doesn't mean it couldn't be sitting someplace.
That's possible, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to give me a call tomorrow, if there's anyone here, we'll let it go with me.
Are you talking with the enforcement officer?
With the enforcement officer.
This busted.
So, however you want to handle it, does anyone have any suggestions?
Well, you can't blame me.
I mean, if we, by the time we hire an attorney, to the cost of... Or we could talk to the DMH to see if they would endorse us for the fine, if they knew the rules.
I was like, I can't believe it.
We're not like one of them, like, you know, they're like thrashing through the water, maybe.
I think, and my suggestion would be, we write a letter to DMH. In that letter, specify that Dick had told them, and they assured him that it was all right, and that we feel that, we know we owe them money, but we feel that they should pay that $850, and we're going to deduct that from their final fee.
But meanwhile, you make a difference.
Well, we'll upfront, we'll pay it. We'll pay our $850. And then we'll...
Do you have a lot of, do I know where to send it, or...
Well, once you, I'm sure that they'll be, after we contact them.
They've just told us that they're planning on sending it. And that's what, in there, but that we talked to DMH, because he called me and said, I got talking with the peers that were at Pine coming down the road here, so I can't...
I can't make the motion, so somebody...
What was the total bill to begin with?
$18,000, I believe. And actually, we saved quite a bit of money, we put in $40,000, and so, I was doing work, we saved.
But, well, we want to pay the $800, and just say lesson learned, and...
I think we should pay the $800, and lesson learned, unless we can negotiate, unless we can say to DEC, hey, we're a poor thing.
Yeah.
Play for our mouth and see if they'll reduce it down to $100. If they vote, then I'd say pay the whole thing.
Here, someone want to make a motion?
Is there a second?
I'll say.
All in favor?
The motion is that we're going to make one call to the DEC and see if we can get the fine lowered, and if not, we just make a call.
And we are all under the understanding now that we do not talk to the media or the press without everybody agreeing, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No. No, we're not doing that. No.
We're not going to lie. No.
I did.
And, Dave, did you get the second?
I did.
All right, are we going to discuss Dale Young's sunset in Hutton's Bay? Someone has to...
You want to start with sunset, and I'll do Hutton's?
Yeah, okay.
There is a letter.
The, with Dale Young and sunset, it must have been 3 weeks ago, February, I went out there, and we looked on, and we looked at the one at his left, and it's very close, it could be 3 foot, it could be 4 foot, it could be 2.5, it could be 5 foot away from the line. It's very hard to determine the exact location of the cliff. So, the only thing I could suggest, if you'd like to have a survey done, and to make sure that it's within, if it's within the 5 foot, it's so close by eye that it's hard to determine. You know what I mean? According to lot lines, when you look out into the water, the lift could be 4 foot, could be 5 foot. So I feel that the lift is, in my opinion, it's so close, I don't know if it's anyone.
It was one of your previous commissioners that determined that it was a foot and a half over the...
It could be, it's so close, it is so close, that it's really hard to determine without a survey going out into the water. And you'd have to take the lines and follow them straight out, and see if it was determined by us. By me going out there, I can't say it's 4 foot, it's 5 foot, it's 3.5, I cannot. Okay, the only problem I have is with the tree. Is it a new tree that's been since we've been there?
There's a catch, there.
Is there a new tree? There was a new tree.
There's a new tree there. I saw the pictures just a minute ago.
That is going to be the path. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, here it is.
Where are you?
That's the dog. Showing the date. There's the tree.
Okay, I have no problem.
that issue was on.
So the, is the whole thing resolved?
The whole thing is resolved, and the other issue we had was on the front of Dale's dock. There's a dock that has to be, it's unlevel and it's unsafe. We requested, will be cabled back this year and next year, it has to be repaired. We're going to give this to next spring or two, because the dock is unsafe, and if you should stake it, put a stake in the ground and pull that back so it's level and stable.
And Terry, you want to put this in the records? Do we have that?
That's what we agreed on when we were done, that it should be staked and cleared. So I think the whole thing, the one part of the dock is staked and leveled.
That's what it was, the picture shot.
Oh, I didn't see that in the picture. I was looking at the other, so you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that was the first picture.
Please note that the young girl who came to us.
Okay, she's, because that was the day you were.
Was it?
That was the day you went out.
But I was looking for a tree in here, and I was.
No, this was the dock, correct.
I see.
That was the day that we went out, and that's what we told them to do.
Okay, that's all.
They filed through what we asked.
Okay. All the issues are resolved.
All right, now, moving on to Hudson Bay, you want to.
Hudson Bay, Michelle Turner. Michelle Turner, we received a letter, well, first with Hudson Bay, we sent out, for other people in the audience to know, we sent out letters requesting that all of the docks in the Hudson Bay area bring their information up current, because we have been requested legally to check on those dock licenses regarding legal matter. In the case of the Turners, where a letter was sent out, and I believe the attorney is here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if you need to call for a report, then the attorney may send the letter, though, to what I thought was the district attorney, but I don't see him present here, and I see you talking about other attorneys, so I don't know if they sent it to the right person.
You did send it to the right person. He has forwarded us. He has given us some information, and he's present. But we will, at this time, entertain what additional information you would like to present to us.
Well, maybe Michelle could also join in, but I do have proof that the Turners traced their land back to the Lindell Hutton, which I believe all the dock owners in Hutton Bay traced their land back to Lindell Hutton. And,
do you have any information, because in the letter, very clearly, we're stating that they did not follow the district's guidelines, and the first guideline was that their property reside in the Rush River Lake Recreational District. Do you have any documentation that says they reside in the district?
I do not have any of that. However, the common land at one point in time, Lindell Hutton owned.
Is the common land, that's not the question. The question is, does their property, because that is our first thing on our licenses.
Right, but if you go there, you can look at the part of my letter that talks about discriminatory action. If you want to open that up to everyone in on Rushford Lake, I can guarantee you that there are numerous people that are not that are above that 1450 threshold, that elevation, that are not in the district, that have licenses that predate the 1981 legislation. And I have the proof here from
but do their dock licenses predate our rules from 1998.
I believe the rules were from 1994, and I believe the predecessors in title, you go back to the Irvings, the Huttons, and that goes back to the time of Rochester Gas and Electric.
But
and
this Canada particular dock license, the Turner stock license, right, was issued in 2007. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
And when that was issued, at that time, the Turners presented a deed with the information to the district that their property was within the recreational district. Is that correct?
I was not privy to that. And I've got the same deed that was given to them. But there is one interesting point. They do have property rights that go right up to the district property and the viewing quarter easement.
They have a viewing quarter easement, which is not the same as property rights up to 1450.
We could
It's not the same.
We could both read that if we wanted to.
Yeah, we probably both could.
But the same, I wasn't here back in 2007 when they presented it. But my understanding was the deed that was given to you was the deed they received from, they showed you the deed that I have right here in my possession, again, tracing the land back to Lindell Hutton, who owned a big piece, and he carved out pieces in.
Did Lindell Hutton originally own the Turner's property itself?
Yes.
When was that house built?
The house itself was built in 1800. He owned property in the... Our license was given to us, just like it is everybody else's. It's grandfathered, and there are hundreds of documents.
Under New York state law, there is no grandfathering of licenses. Okay, so let's put that off the table. There is, it's not legal.
Okay, can I ask why ours was chosen to be taken away when there's hundreds of documents in that list that do not qualify as good news?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Your license was issued in 2007. At the time that your license was issued, the district was under the assumption that your property was within the Lake District's things.
Right.
That is what it says on your records, okay? The thing that you had to sign. You have your license, a copy of your dock license?
Yes, I do.
And you'll notice the first thing on the dock license says, you show a deed that's in the Lake District property.
There are several other docks.
I'm not asking about several other docks. We're discussing your dock at this time.
I've got the title abstract here, and it does trace the land back to Hutton's acquired the land in 1974.
Okay, what does the dock license say?
Agreement is made between Rushford Lake Recreation District licensors. Doesn't say landowners, it says licensors.
What do the qualifications say on the license to receive a license within the Lake District?
Yeah.
It is on one of our paperwork that the property must be in the Lake District.
And this is a big deal to us. I'm not asking for anything more than what you've shown.
We look at the Hutton docks because we were requested that by an additional attorney.
in our research, what we discovered was that your dock was the only dock that had been issued in the last 2 years, okay? And that it was issued without having all of these things available. Here's a copy of the license.
It's not the only one.
I didn't say it was. I said it within the last, your license was issued within the last 2 years. We have to look at everybody's license from when they were issued. And that's why we asked them for this information. And we've already come to a decision. We come to what we're doing. We, the light district. Well, we came up with this unless you had something that we just really didn't know.
Okay. Well, I do have something here. I mean, the predecessor to the title was the Irving. So if you look at the Irving, their license goes back before the date, before the rules.
But this license was not done as a continuation. This license was done as a new license.
Pardon me?
This license was not done as a continuation. It was done as a new license. It was done less than the amount of time that it needed to be done. We know about the Irvings. We checked that.
Okay. You have the Irvings. And then you have Mr. Hutton applying for a multiple dock.
That's correct.
Back in 1978 with the entity of Colorado, yep. Argini for the entire dock.
That's correct.
Okay. Now,
and then we have in 1984 where Lake District asked for all those dock people to come forward and bring their information in. And then we have where the Lake District was changed the rules in 98, which is what these rules reference. Many, if not all, of those dock licenses that have been issued, not all of them, but many of them, were issued before the 1998 rules. This license was not. So our decision is because this property does not fall in the Lake District, that the dock in question belongs to the Rushford Lake Recreational District. It abuts our property. And our decision is that we will allow the Turners to rent that dock for this season for $20, which is the going rate in the district. That's how it's doing. You can present it to us, but we're not going to make a different decision at this time.
See, due to the fact that there's no Lake District taxes being paid, it's because it's not in the Lake District tax levy, you know, but it's fee for $100. But I would like to see that cottage tied to that dock. You know, if they want to charge, the district wants to charge them $400 a year, given the fact that they don't pay Lake District taxes, I would like to see a continuation of this. This is my opinion. This is not the board's opinion. This is my opinion.
Because you're talking.
Because due to the fact that the Turners did purchase their home, knowing that there was a dock.
Oh, but the reason we're only doing this right now for sure is because of the whole situation.
Because of the whole situation. No, we have to be careful about trying to
do that. Yeah, we're trying to ease ourselves in the other issue.
Right.
But not take a dock away from you guys. I understand.
I mean, you understand you're selling your home too.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
I don't know.
We can't make that determination because remember, we also, right now, have additional lawsuits pending regarding whether or not any of those docks are placed there correctly. Okay. So that's how this situation arose in the first place, is that we were notified, as the district was notified, that those docks were placed there on someone's front lot property. We are in the process of determining whether or not it is. That's our due diligence. We have to do that. In doing our due diligence, we discovered that this dock had been done 2 years ago. And it had been done after we had been notified. So we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place too.
Okay. Is there, just so I know, is there pending litigation right now, or is it threatened litigation?
Threatened.
Okay. And along the lines of what you're saying, so, and I'm not making a threat here, I'm not threatening that we're going to sue, but right now, my client is a contractor, is the person that's purchasing the home is here. You know, he wants to know whether he's going to have an opportunity to act or not.
That's the deal, see.
I'm hoping to avoid another potential lawsuit, so if there was some direction that maybe this might go to rent the dock, would stay with that cottage, well, we could go, away right now.
We only can tell you that we will be willing to rent to the attorneys or the substitute person for this season.
Otherwise, we're sitting there.
At this time. We can't make that guarantee if we don't know what is going to happen to us down the road. We could be ordered to remove all those docks.
I'd like to make a motion. We give them use of that dock or to rent that dock. But if we are sued by the other party, and the other party wins in court, that license may be revoked. If we lose in court.
The license may be revoked.
No, no, I understand, no, but they can rent that dock. No, the license is already revoked.
But they get more dimensional to the property owners unless there is a lawsuit.
But all this is not the threat of the lawsuit, I mean.
The idea that we have is that in Putnam Bay, people can have docks, hopefully. And if you have been using that dock and treat as long as they're using my dock, then we feel a little bit of obligation to keep that straight. But we have to enforce the rules, just like you said. Like, if it's happening someplace else on the lake, so I don't know if we can go all over the lake and find out what's going on. So this is a resolution that we feel and understand. There's privilege for living in the district. We pay taxes for that privilege. You know.
I understand that.
So,
I understand now you're saying that we're giving them what they were given.
I understand. So now,
but under the law,
you don't have it. We have it.
Right?
We have it, and we're going to offer it to you to keep you continuously getting out of the slope. Good job. But it's ours, not yours.
Right. Okay, I understand that.
The motion is that it will pass in perpetuality unless there is a lawsuit of any of the order.
And the lawsuit has to be one,
right?
Not just the one.
Right,
remember, there's a dollar sign attached for that. Okay? Understand that. This year, right. Our dollar sign is 400.
Right.
That does not mean that next year, a dollar sign will be 400.
Well, can you put a limit as to how much it can be increased?
No.
For the issue,
we don't know what the going rate will be. We chose the number based on actually a current dock.
I mean, that's in the base, you're not, the value is not the drain and shaking out the base.
Why not? It's the same thing.
They charge them 400 a crick. People in the crick are paying 400, are they?
Because remember, if somebody can come along and sue us for being arbitrary, because we allow someone not in the district, and then when we try to enforce the standard rule, then our district are going to say, hey, you let somebody else not rule. So we have to do our due diligence and protect ourselves.
So I just want to show you that there's been this, and it may have been mistaken, but there's been this inference. business that everyone taking it.
Just being information.
All right, let's move on, and I need to have the motion, but I need the dollars to sign attached, because I don't think that was in the motion, so again.
Our idea, no, we'll have to check my business on that. And that if you rent it to Turner or to whoever purchases that property this season, 2009, for $400, and that they will be given the first option to rent that pending any additional legal decisions in that area. Sarah, so they can rent that money again. When they want to use it, then we do it. Okay, when they want to use it, then we do it. So we got, now that's the motion. Now we need a second. Okay, and all in favor, and I abstain. Okay, now we can move on. Fencing, no, grants, first of all. If we have, you and Mary Jo have any.
The pavilion, and what was the latest that he's had?
I got.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We wrote a letter, the last package we sent in, to, I'm pronouncing this right, Canisteri.
Yes.
On November 24th.
He's still there, okay.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, I think he's still there.
Yes.
And supposedly, from reading the letter that Bill had written, we were responding to all of their problems. And we were including in this filing everything that they had asked for.
What's the date?
November 24th, 2008.
And we haven't received anything yet, correct?
Other than that one information.
Although I do know, he's had contact with us.
Well, we need to have that information.
I mean, what's going on? We don't know anything, you know, where is it?
And we have that called up on so that we can have a record of who's been called and.
We were supposed to ask him for. We're supposed to ask Bill, that was the minutes, we're supposed to ask Bill for a written update. Evidently, that didn't happen.
So we asked Ron to ask Bill for a written update.
That was what was supposed to happen. So.
Can I just say something?
And Bill doesn't have ownership to this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you that, he said, look, I'm working my butt off trying to make this happen. Somebody else knows they can do a better job.
No.
Getting the question made, arranging some kind of meetings and all of this, I think would be great. Because there's more questions that I have other than just this grant not being active on. I got a letter in this file that I've had for quite a while that they. We got a letter saying that when he filed a second grant application, that they would agree to pay 75% of the construction cost. Now, the reason the $654,000 does not equal 75% of what we actually paid, or it's not even close to that, is because the estimate on STC was extremely low. Not STC, but Hatch Acres. Mm-hmm. Hatch Acres had given us some numbers to put into our request, our grant request, and those numbers were extremely low. But I would even like to challenge that if you think it's appropriate.
What I'd like to do is make a motion that if I'm able to arrange a meeting in Albany with the DEC, that we pay for Bill's transportation to go through. if I'm able to, I want to be able to.
Is the DEC who was granted?
Yes, that's who it's through.
It's New York State DEC Dam Safety Section.
Oh, that's the Dam Safety Section.
Okay. Yeah. So we would try to get into that section, but Bill is willing to go. If we can set up arrangements, but we would.
Absolutely.
Have that transportation.
Right. I agree.
Driving the train.
Yeah. You want to.
I'll pay my own. Just pay his. Okay.
There's no flights to Albany. Believe me, I drive. No, drive the train.
One other thing I'd like to mention, I wanted to go over some of the items that were in our 2009 budget, but I want to mention one right now. If we feel it's appropriate,
we have Bill Sparky there to answer any kind of engineering questions that might come about. We did have $7,500 in the budget for consulting.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you want to exercise that, you can. If you don't, that's fine. But I just think we have to get this meeting. I think we should take full advantage of whoever we're meeting with and have all the shooters there.
I agree with you. I agree.
I mean, I don't want to go into that meeting and leave a question on the list. Every single question they could possibly.
And you and Bill would be able to answer the questions better than I can. I'll try to get this meeting started.
I believe before July, we need a motion then to approve the transportation paying bill. And maybe.
For both of them.
Okay, both, yeah. Both Bill Zabo and Bill Sparky. And then I think we need a motion to also pay the transportation for all three of them. And then Meals on the Road. I just, such a thing. Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Transportation fee and to pay for Bill Zabo's and Bill Sikorsky's time.
Well, no, not my time.
Yes.
No, because I get a salary for doing the job, and I think this is part of my duty. I do. I think Bill should have to say this, but I feel like it's a salary, and I love nothing better than to see him.
This has been into 4 years now, right, Bill?
Excuse me?
Been into 4 years.
Oh, yeah, closer to 5.
Yeah, it's longer than that. Okay.
That's it.
Fencing.
Nancy and I spoke with Ron a couple weeks ago, and she said she wanted to get a hold of Tom Thomas Street Care. That's what you're talking about down at the beach. I'm sorry.
Well, if we didn't have a request from the other people, there were some people who wanted to know where a fence is on their property, same footprint, but if we don't have anything.
Yeah, we thought that, yeah, I thought that was.
No, this is probably what you're talking about.
If it's that, it should be.
Okay.
Ron had said that it was the fencing down at the beach.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Where they took it down and didn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Is there a motion?
I thought we did that.
Okay.
Can we do it?
No. Okay, is there a second? All in favor?
I think it's done.
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
I really thought we did. Okay, because I know I spoke with.
I don't have to worry about that.
Put it up?
Yeah.
It's done.
Did they put a new fence in?
He put a new section, like a 10-foot section.
And I don't know how to pronounce this fellow's name. Siala?
Siala?
Siala? Yeah, Siala.
I don't know if you're here or not tonight.
Siala's here?
No.
Okay, what happened with Siala is they do not fit the qualifications of 500 square foot property. And I think they do have a septic, but they don't fit the qualification. But they do have a dock out there, which they did repair. And at the last meeting, the voters had it taped off. The dock is taped off now, and no trespassing signs on it.
And they want are they requesting? They're not requesting anything, are they?
The only thing that I read in their letter is that they were going to meet with Claire Luna, with the building inspector, and give them their plans. And I think that they don't understand the policy that they have to come to us to apply for a license. But right now they can't apply for a license anyway because they don't get the requirements to have it done. So that's why it's taped off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Following our rules.
Mm-hmm. Pass. Trees on Vine Road. Oh, the trees? The trees.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the trees.
Okay, well, anyway, someone reported that we cut down a bunch of trees, so I think Bill, Hickok, and myself, we went to the site the first time, and I took photographs, and there were only kind of 5 trees or whatever maybe that was cut down at the lower 1450. And in order to do that, you have to request permission. And there was never any permission granted. And I know you claimed that the trees were dying, but jaws, there may have been maybe one tree that may have been dead or whatever, died, but the other trees, when they were fresh cut, they didn't seem to be a problem with the trees as we looked at. So, since, you know, you were reported, I wouldn't have known, but it was reported, so we had to go check it out. And then at the last meeting, the board gave the decision due to the fact, you know, and we asked, when I was on site with you, I asked how long you've been here. And I believe you've been here for how many years?
51.
Pardon me?
51.
51 years. We felt that you should know the policy of over 1450. So at our last meeting, we decided that we were gonna, you know, we would give you a hearing, but we were gonna suspend your dock license for 2 years. And I told you that if you wanted to get up and speak to the board, talk to the board and explain.
Didn't you say after an open forum?
Well, you're on the agenda.
I just wrote it all down so that I wouldn't forget. Okay, so first of all, I'd like to apologize for, Jeffrey, apologize for not following the procedure. We do not, however, apologize for having concern for our children, grandchildren, neighbors, and friends who have witnessed firsthand the problems with these trees. Let me say at this point, we are tree lovers. We planted 8 up where we can plant them. These trees are healthy. That's the difference between those and the ones down where you have grinders. These are infested with bugs, riddled by woodpeckers, or rotting internally. Now you may see it, but what we saw was holes, and our neighbor's tree happens to have the same thing. No, we don't have pictures. We came from Kenmore right here, so we didn't go back over to the cottage, pick up any of the wood. There's holes like somebody took a drill, and there's shavings on the ground. And when this happened, I really thought somebody came with a drill into our trees. I didn't know that woodpeckers could do that. We're infested with black ants. They're infesting the house. Everything is damp. Nothing ever dried out. What you think are gorgeous trees, well, last year, our grandson experienced firsthand about these wonderful, gorgeous pines. He was sitting, these three, he was sitting near the front, and a piece fell and almost hit him. Now, he was born needing a heart transplant. We'd like to see him, that's all he's got, not trees falling on him. We also had one fall from the base of the lake, from right or left to right. It hit the boat, but it got stopped by the railing from where we're demolishing the boat. No, I don't have pictures. I have a camera. We have repairs done. No, I didn't bring the bill. Your decision's made. It's kind of a moot point. As for the process, we were informed. I don't know. I know you came. I don't know if it was Kathy or some other lady. And specifically told there was going to be a letter sent to our home. There was going to be a hearing. We could have this, and then a judgment would be made. Whoops, wrong way. The judgment was made. Then we were informed by you, and you came to take off the dock, that we could have a hearing. And then last week, we got the letter. So, I mean, it's almost like police state tactics.
You got the letter when?
Last week.
Do you have any specific date?
I don't have the letter with me. I can show you the date that I can tell you the postmark was on
it.
You
got it. Return receipt.
Oh, there it is. And that was last week. Apparently, the power of the position has given way to police state tactics. Yes, there was a judgment at a meeting. We were not advised of because we didn't know what was happening because we were waiting for this letter saying you got a meeting to go to. And then you determined the fate of 51-year residents because of the matter of cutting some trees down. We were told that none of this would have to come to your attention except for the fact that somebody turned this in. We are not sneaky. This wasn't done under the clandestine cover of darkness. It was broad daylight. Our neighbors wait till winter to do things. We didn't even do that. We could have cut one tree down at a time. You'd have never known. We didn't do that because I felt I was protecting my family and the neighbor's property. Thank God the tree didn't go down on their dock or their boat because that would have been another little handy thing. Our agenda was not to follow what our neighbors have done, which is skirt the issues. There was no underhandedness intended. Better yet, why not do all of this in the winter, like I said? because there's people around us that do everything in the winter, and then you guys come along, and you have no idea. I'm not turning anybody in, I'm not naming names. We will be more than happy to replant the trees. You said that we legally cannot do anything below the 1450 line. I'm not going to plant trees when the stumps are still there. When you let us go down below the 1450, you grind the stumps out, and landscape with the water. That's all I wanted to do, was make it pretty, although Mr. Eckhart said that we did it just to be able to see the lake. Trust me, I wish I could have had trees put up to cover the jet skis and the noise that comes from the lake. I enjoy, but we could see the lake. These are toothpick trees. There was nothing hiding our view. Okay. I do not recall a meeting I recall a meeting I attended, and it was up here, and it was an overflow meeting, and I remember you sitting there. And a gentleman had sent a letter in, because obviously his petition for cutting the trees down had been denied. And he asked the board, and he said, "Now, I'm sending this letter because I want you to take a write-off on the fact that if anything happens with those trees, that you guys are going to be responsible." Somebody laughed, somebody snickered, somebody said, I don't know what he's saying. What he's saying is, take responsibility for your property below the 1450. If, in fact, my grandson had been hit with that tree limb and hurt, are you responsible for anything that happens below the 1450? Do you have insurance?
Yes, we do have insurance. But I think the interesting thing is at the beginning you said you didn't know, and now you're telling us...
No. What did I say? I didn't know.
At the beginning you said you were unaware that there was a policy that you had to ask for permission to...
I never said that. I never... You can rewind your tape there. I never said I was unaware. I said I objectively apologized for cutting down the trees. Never did I say that we didn't know there was a policy. Never.
Then if you knew that there's a policy, our big question is... Remember, we're in a position of having to enforce our rules for the best for all landowners.
Exactly.
Okay?
Here
if you knew that there was a policy, why did you not simply come to the board with a request and ask, and then we would not be in this position?
Right, but did I just not state why? Because you laughed, not you, because you weren't here. He was at that meeting, I don't know if he can even remember. They laughed it off. The guy asked for permission to cut trees, it was denied. He wants Rushford board to sign off on the fact that you will then pay everybody.
Then
you pay everybody that gets hurt on the property, including the tree, you pay for my boat, you pay for the railing of the dock that got destroyed. You take insurance out, and I would like to see this insurance, of everything below the 1450. Two cottages down, they're 10 feet above the water. Right to the water's edge, they can do whatever they want. I'm low lying. All the way to my deck is yours. We legally cannot do anything outside the front door. That's what he said. Legally, we cannot do anything below the 1450 line.
Right now.
No. That's not what he meant.
Well, that's what I did mean.
You can say it that way.
Who would have asked that we cut the trees down? I said, until we have a hearing, and get this settled one way or the other, I said.
Okay,
but as of right at that point...
Oh, I didn't understand it that way. I asked also, I asked Kathy, I said, now the man wanted us to disassemble a shed, a dirt shed, aluminum siding, so we could drop one of the trees without crushing the shed. The splitters were still there. We wanted to put the shed back together again on those splitters. She said, I have to ask permission to put my shed back together. Mm-hmm. It's going home. I mean, it's a moot point because we took it. But why would I have to ask to reassemble a shed that was still there? That was just taken down to drop the tree. I think you guys have gotten...
We had a line here. You made a comment that day that when all the trees were cut down to me, you said, I don't care. Now I can see the whole lake.
I said it jokingly, right? The tongue-in-cheek, and he came out and he said to me, He said, that's why you did it, didn't you?
But this is what you said, but then you said you love trees. But we're going to have to come to some kind of a conclusion here, what the penalty's going to be, how long...
Well, you know what I'm listening to? I'm listening to the DEC fine you $850 for violating water. I cut a couple trees down, and you want to fine us for 2 years. It's a fine because we have a boat that we can't use. We are paying on that boat. We have kids that want to swim. you know what, I don't have to come to Rushford. I can go to swim beach with my kids. I can dock somewhere else on the lake that we questioned already. That's not the point. We cut trees down. We didn't kill somebody. We didn't put stuffed bad chemicals in the water. We cut trees down. So it's your call, absolutely. But the point made, you've got so much power here that it's just phenomenal. And I also remember that day, something you said, Dave. You looked at everybody on the board that day that I was about the letter, and you said, you have no power to enforce this. So really and truly, if I wanted to take your tape down and go out on my dock, what would you do?
We've already talked with the town about that. You can be charged with trespass because that is district property.
Then I can be charged with trespassing every time I go down past the 1450 line.
No.
That's your property. It's posted on that yellow
yes,
thing.
Yes, as long as we posted it right now.
Right now.
That's what I'm saying. I can't go there tonight and go down below my porch.
That's correct.
Okay.
Or you could be arrested. You could be arrested for trespassing.
Okay.
Or anyone else.
Well, now I know who did it, so.
Okay, is there any resolution here that we can do here to make this? Just before we go talk in the back, I was looking up here for Dale Young, okay? There was another, just not to change it, but to get this out of the way, for Hutton's Bay, I didn't realize that I was dealing with the one on Sunset, but for Hutton's Bay, I'd like to request how we did with Brad Coon, have a complete survey done and staked, have it all staked out right to his boundary line.
Today, let's solve the problem at a time.
Okay, but I'm just saying before, because that was on the agenda up here. Okay, let's go in the other room. Finish that.
We have to move to executive session. We have to move to executive session.
All right, I need a motion. Motion?
I need a motion.
All right, second.
What's this for?
And what's this for?
Yeah, move into executive session.
That's what we were left.
$50
to pay our fine. Do you understand as a precedent that you can't go on somebody else's property and damage it? That's what the concern is. And if you can do it, then we got chaos throughout this district.
But would you have come and cut them down?
No, we wouldn't.
That's the point.
No,
I can bring you the parts of the tree. One drop and crumble.
You're responsible for the maintenance of that property. The same way I'm responsible for maintaining that lake.
There it is, guys. I'm responsible for maintenance on a tree that is dead.
The policy says you can't build things, you can't take trees down, it's all delineated, you can't do that.
Okay.
And you went ahead and did it, all you had to do was come to us and say, look, I had two neighbors down, they had a willow tree, they came to us and said, it's hanging over, it's splitting the thing, is it okay if we take it down? Fine, take it down.
I had to do the same thing on property. I had to get Forrester to write up a report of which trees were dead, they had to be marked, to all take. The commissioners at the time had to come out and check it all. We had to get the foresters reported, which costs us a lot of money, get this forester out there. And then, and only then, were we allowed to take the trees down. And a lot of people complained about us taking our trees down. So we're not saying anything that hasn't been set as a precedent over and over and over
again. In hindsight, I would have taken the 7 down behind the house and just left it. And then definitely gotten exactly what you said, because
the problem now is that you would like to have back your ability to go below the 1450. The privilege to go below the 1450. We, as a district commissioners, have to be in the position where we have to enforce our rules. Whether we particularly like pine trees or not is not a personal issue. We have to enforce our rules. So we're now looking to how we can enforce the rule and come up with a solution that will keep people from just doing whatever they wish below the 1450, and that they will come and ask for permission in the things that we have delineated in our report, which are trees, docks, and buildings.
But my contention still is what he said. If somebody hadn't turned and said, you'd have never known.
Stop right there. It is exactly equal to exactly the finding we just got from the DEC.
Okay.
Had a picture not been in the paper that somebody saw,
exactly.
They never would have known.
That's why I was laughing during that dissertation, because it's like, wow, you got slapped like we did.
Exactly.
My thing is, we showed him a doc that's in violation of your rules. He said, unless the landowner that we showed him complains, it's okay. It's a 42-foot patio dock on a right-of-way. There's a certain number of people that make gorgeous docks, and then no shed, no container over 24 by 30, whatever. They put it behind the stairs, and it's like a room.
If you wish to file a complaint...
No, that's not the point. I don't want to do that.
We have to act on what we've been given, not on what we haven't been given.
But you're inspecting docks. Inspect every dock on the lake, then.
Well, but
because people are building these, they're coming to you for permits for the docks, right?
Here's the deal. When they come for a permit,
okay, these are brand new docks. They have a shed underneath the stairs. So it's a walk-in thing. That's against the rules. I know it because I looked it up.
Okay. We're going to get back on track, gang. What do you want to do on this?
just so we can get it out.
I think we can act in good faith here, but.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
We'll act in good faith.
It's Memorial Day weekend, we're here.
No, we won't even be up for Memorial Day weekend, because I'm working.
We're here to enjoy lakes. So here's the deal. I think, in good faith, use the property, get done what has to get done here, and we're saying there's a 30-day net due.
Good, right.
And by the end of the fall here, when it's tree planted, gets some trees planted, and if it doesn't happen, next year, you're not gonna be using your property, and I'm not gonna feel sorry for you all.
Who made the motion? Let's.
I'll make it.
You make the motion, okay, who's second it?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and you're opposed. Okay.
Because of the fence.
Huh?
Because of the fence.
Yeah, I'm an old country boy, there's no sense.
Well, I think. Seems to be an agreeable solution with the landowner, so. So far, for the guys over.
I wanna go back to the hot seat, Debbie. Sorry, I have to, because I missed that, I was addressing, I didn't address the motion. I didn't realize it was both of them. I'd like to make a motion that Hudson's Bay, just say we have a break, cool, want it staked out.
A second, I don't.
Want it staked out to 1450, and actually, you know, they can go right to the water for sure.
Okay, let me ask you a question, are you going to ask just if you're going to stake out this property, or are you gonna ask anybody who's there and just who's.
No, I mean, we have to do this due to the fact that there may be.
The question is, are we asking Mr. Young to stake his property, or are we asking everybody that we know borders the 1450?
No, we're asking due to the fact that there may be a legal matter that our attorneys met.
So we're only asking Mr. Young?
We're asking him, so we can determine if those docks are on Mr. Young's land, if they're a part of his frontage. This is the only way we're gonna be able to determine.
Because her, we wanna know.
Other words, we wanna know, it's part of the deal. We wanna know, and Mr. Young has brought this to our attention, that he started the litigation, and this is what needs to be done in order for us to determine where these docks lie and where the frontage is. It's my motion.
Second?
Survey done.
I did.
I didn't, because if we're going to do that, I would really, because we have discussed and looked at the other docks, I'd like to see that whole area staked.
Yeah, but not as.
Not at Dale's expense, any property owner that has property along Hudson's Bay. Because how we're gonna delineate where Dale's is, and what happens if somebody else comes along and says, no, that's my property. We already know there's a right-of-way off Barber Hill.
But isn't there possibly litigation on who owns those docks?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But then the question would be, some of those other people can say, leave it open then at a later date, we're going to need to know where those properties are on that day.
What I mean.
Dale, you have a question?
I just want to entertain the commission that my survey was done when I bought the property in '04, and Mark Weller did that, and then I hired James Ball, and James came down, and every stake is right there, you can see it right now, mine's all done, and James concurred with Mark.
Okay, well, that's okay.
We made the motion, now we can just request that he.
Can you flag it for us?
It's flagged. It's flagged.
You have a question?
Suggestion of the board. Since you're in litigation, you should use your own surveyor, since you already got availability of that lake-wide URS survey, which includes Great Teal on Buttons. Why don't you pay for your own survey with the premier surveyor in the area? That way you've got it beyond any question, and you've got yourselves not relying on a survey paid for by another litigant. Get your own.
Well, we just requested Brad Toon to do his own survey. I mean, we're not treating everyone the same. We're not treating everyone the same. We just request for Brad Toon to do it.
But you weren't already getting sued by him.
Pardon me?
But you weren't already getting sued. You should get your own survey, and it's available inexpensively because it's already done.
We're having to defend our point. We need to defend it based on our survey.
Okay, that's fine. we'll get our own survey.
Then...
I'd like to make a motion that we have it, that we have our own survey in the state.
Okay, then the question is, I already have contacted URS and they are doing some work, but we would need to pay for the staking of that. I don't know, I'd have to go and find out. But if we're going to go to litigation, we need our own survey, this would be, because ours may be different, remember we're talking about that?
Okay, I get it.
How about if I...
I think that probably... I mean, that's red light, but we're going to be yours, unfortunately, to start with.
And where Dale's in, Dale's in, and if there's anything in between there and the 1450, these are all things that we get.
What's happening on the other side of the creek, where our 1450 is along that other side of the creek there?
What's our time?
I can give you a three of them, probably a few.
I mean, if Mr. Ball already has it, Mr. Ball has done it already, maybe he can go down and stake it out also, we can see which ones...
Yeah, see, that's why I can't change it all.
Survey.
Otherwise,
we're using the...
How much is the survey?
How many are you staking?
We're going to stake, we're going to back bite ours.
Well, here we go again. I got that map from the parking lot.
Well, we're talking about this bay, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they've got 8 lots to touch. We just want to know where they touch.
We're talking to the people.
Well, yeah, but they have to look at the whole survey, they're just not complaining. They don't have to climb, but this is just the problem, it doesn't matter. They just have to, they have about $500 probably every, we're asking for this. No, we're only asking for the staking, not the survey. But we're, because we already have the survey, we don't have it staked.
Oh, interesting.
This is yours.
Okay, so then we can...
That's yours. How about if I follow, I get an estimate, how much it's going to cost to stake up the bay? I email everybody, and we'll look at it, we'll see if it's in the last $500. Is that agreeable? Is that agreeable? Motion? Okay.
Are you able to get that in the water?
We need a motion that I am going to call URS, get an estimate on how much the staking of Hutton's Bay area is just at the 1450 line. If it's more than $500, I will let you know. And they already have our deed, and they can stake to our deed. They don't have to stake to other people's deed, they can stake to ours.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Okay, all in favor? Can I vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, aye. All right, moving on. Now can we move on, please? Grant form, receipt of survey, anybody want to address that? And maybe a work session? I mean, we can have a public meeting if we're going to make some decisions.
All right. Who knows? That's what we wanted. Is it going to stake? Do we we know if it's been staked?
Yeah, well, there's existing stakes there.
Because remember, we requested, the map requested certain outlines, because we really need to go view it if it's staked. We can't talk to this. We don't know where the docks are. Yeah.
But now, were we requesting this, are we gonna pay for this?
No, we're just, we want to get an idea of what he says things are. Because remember, he said that these docks are on his frontage. From the water, you can't tell, again, this is one of those things, you remember, we could not tell where his frontage began and ended. That's why we said we needed it staked, here, 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 here.
As a kid, when I grew up on this lake, at that point, it was flat, water.
Somebody needs to confirm that, and then we all need to go through the question.
Doesn't work. I think we should get rid of this 25 years later.
Okay, so we gotta find a time. That's how it's supposed to be. So that's what we need to see, what is.
Well, then we can't get down there and control it.
See, because here we go with the lines again, are we going here? If we go here, then, or do we go here? Yeah. So we've got that. But he's asking for removal of these docks.
Yeah, but Gene, I thought he had this, I thought he had that state here.
I don't know.
On the corner, on the corner side of it.
But see, here, you're gonna go back into, where are you going on, going this way? Going this way? You're going this way? Are you going from this point, from the back point?
No, because I think, I thought it was a wrong job.
So this piece of property, yeah, it will be here. But this piece of property really comes, cuts here, so the next prevailing line. You know, and again, we don't know until we see something happen. We're a lot about if you do it with the ball to his, that's all.
With ball control.
Right, they're coming off of this right-of-way.
Oh, I see.
Right, they're coming off of that right-of-way, so where's that right-of-way? If that's the other prevailing line, then your line is here. That's the only section you're gonna get the right-of-way. You're getting back into that whole thing of trying not to take anybody's dock away.
You know, but his answer is, and this, when you're down there, they are in front of his house, is bring them over here.
Okay.
And then, and everyone comes down and he's taking this 20 feet out of here.
But we can't, let's see this.
I'll be in for the next meeting.
All right.
Like, right.
I think it's gonna be a difference in our calendar.
That's right.
How we make a contribution for.
Okay, you wanna email us and stuff, to coordinate that?
Actually, right now, after today, I'm moving out here. I don't have any mail address right now.
Okay.
So call us.
I'll have to do it tomorrow.
Moving on here, I wanna move down to finance, because I have to leave, Dave, and I'm gonna let you take over. But I wanna hear what Bill has to say about finance. But, Bill, would you, talk about that, please?
I went through the, 2009 budget, and in that budget, they requested $10,000 for revegetation of the, downstream side of the dam, which we haven't done. Just, do we still have a dam committee or dam repair committee?
Actually, we were gonna start one, but nothing ever came out of it yet.
And I understood that Bill was gonna contact the same people that did that last year, to see if they would do it this year.
Is that, do you want me to call Bill?
Yeah, would you?
But let me go to the rest of it. $12,000 for core sampling of bedrock. That's one of the deliverables.
Yes.
Has to be delivered and tested by January 1st, 2010, in this document that Kathy and I are gonna go all the way up.
Okay, we need that.
We need to get that.
Exactly.
We need to get that, plus we have to get that panel.
Yes.
And do we have a company that can do that, and have the records?
I believe Hatch can do that, yeah. We also put $30,000 into resurface the valve, hollow bunker valves. We put $20,000 in, for gate seals. As you know, the gates that we put in do not completely seal. That is also a deliverable in this document.
So what we need to do is, we've gotta designate one of us as a point person to try to get some of this stuff done.
Yes. Yes. $15,000 we put in for the Balkan break wall. Okay? And, as I mentioned before, we put $7,500 in the budget for dam consulting. And we also put $4,486 for confined space fall protection. We're gonna buy that.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
The harness.
Right.
And all that has to be done.
So I guess, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we gotta know how this is gonna get done.
Can we, get our dam committee together again? I know you, Bob was involved with that. Would you wanna get in touch with him? I think a commissioner has to be on that committee.
I'll go on the committee, I just don't want to do it completely.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There may be a conflict down there with the dam. I mean, being perfectly honest with you, there may be a conflict down there.
With Bob? Okay, all right.
And I just think, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Do you want Kathy to be the point person, and then she can get her own committee together?
I'm not following you, say conflict.
You have conflict with personalities.
Between who?
Yeah, well, between the operators and possibly Bob. I'm not a censor. Bob Weed. I'm not a 100%.
I thought you meant Bob Palmer.
No. And I just don't wanna open up, I just.
Why don't we just.
Where's Bob Weed?
Never mind.
Let's. Why don't I take out the point, and let me work with Bill Zabo to outline what it is that we need before we get there. And try to get ahold of, Bill Sikorsky, and have him give me all the contacts, and if we can get from, Rhonda, the additional contacts, so I have a starting place. And I'll get back to you in June and let you know where we're at.
And then.
And we may, at that point, say.
I'll let you recruit your own committee.
I'll look at recruiting committee, but I won't do any recruiting until June. So I get a handle on what it is we even need to do.
Actually, the point I wanna make is, there's two things that are in here that are deliverables, that I mentioned. The core samples and the gate seal. I'm almost certain that, Hatch Acres has drawings on these gate seals, as to what their fix is.
Bill, these gate seals are what was discussed years ago when that thing was installed, were never put in back, right?
This is what the, well, what happened is, originally they thought that the gates were leaking because there wasn't a full way. And even after we had a full way, we still didn't want it.
I mean, I'm talking about the ground for a while.
Yeah, but this
and
is...
the ones that had a seal gun.
Right.
And they were never installed right in the first place. Remember that?
That's correct.
I don't understand why they weren't fixed then. But they were. Now we gotta fix it.
Bill, I'll try to reach you.
Okay.
What's it with
you? You have my email?
I have your email.
Call me, email me or call me.
Okay. Email works real well for me.
I got you with the directory too, so I can...
So can you...
You want a card just in case?
I know I could.
You got it?
Because I sent you that thing about requesting this, and you sent me your other email address.
Okay.
Okay, next thing. Are you moving on?
Moving on, Bill, anything else?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I've got an invoice here from Hatch for $888, which was, they had sent us an email saying that this was an additional billing that they had for the breaking out. Okay. I also have two bills from Hiscock Barkley. What happened on these was, maybe about 3-4 weeks ago, I got some statements in the mail. We had paid bills, and I never got these. We've been having, I think you know I've complained about the post office. We've been having some trouble. Well, anyway, I got copies of it. These go back to December of 2008.
Okay. I know what they're about.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's one for $1,152.50. And there's another one for $9,337.70.
What date is that?
That's also through December.
That's fine.
You want something?
Can I get a copy of that?
Excuse me?
Can I get a copy of that?
Sure. So I'll wait and tell you. Do you want me to pay these or do you want to...
Was it only for December?
It's basically for the month of December.
Oh my God.
See, do you want me to tell you what time?
No, we'll look at it.
We'll look at it.
Right. Can we make copies and I'll also get one back?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll pass around the disbursements that I've made since April 6th, along with the payroll, for your review.
Anything else, Bill?
No, I'm done.
I
Okay, so now we're at boat signs.
Is that for the fence for the launch?
We're at boat signs, so we're old business and launch pads.
Do we know what this?
Well, boat signs, well, what we did determine is what the fees are going to be, the things that people know is where. I know we were talking like a fishing boat is going to be $10 for like $3 or $4 or $5.
We do have the old.
You have the old one?
I've been doing my home.
I think we were just moving that.
Watercraft dwellers are 25 horsepower over $25. Personal watercraft are $25. Watercraft motors under 25 horsepower, fishing boats are free. So it's not saying that fishing boats are free, it's saying watercraft with motors under 25 horsepower. I don't know if we want to change that, because I think pontoon boats are free.
Next, Margaret, is that greater than 25 horse, less than 25 is free?
That's what we.
The sign says fishing boats.
No, this is what.
I don't know, I'm not in the district, I don't make the policies, you've got them there in front of you.
No, does that make sense for launching, is that consistent with what we're sort of thinking we're less?
I didn't hear that.
Fishing.
Watercraft motors of horsepower, 25 horsepower over are $25.
Right.
Any watercraft, any boat.
Right.
Personal watercraft are $25.
Right.
Then they're saying watercraft with motors under 25 horse, so that would be 24 down.
Right.
And they just gave it as an example, fishing boat, but anything that's under 25 horses is free to launch. That's what was voted on April 23rd, 1994.
Okay, I think that's good, but it's not what the sign says. And so Maggie, the deal was, is that sort of how you were enforcing it, above 25, less than 25, or is the deal, oh, I'm going fishing and they have a 90 horse, then?
Some of them tried to get in for $4. If there was a lug with open seats and all, you know, just an obvious fishing boat, it didn't matter. Because under 25 were free. Anything over that, fishing boats, $4.
Yeah, okay. So that's not even what the policy is right now, so.
This is the policy right now, so we're going to do.
I'll be so bold as to say, because I know some initial input from the landowner survey to keep the boats off the lake, I'll make a motion that we raise the fee to $50 for over 25 horse. To take that $25 up to 50.
Up to 50. And what about the 25 horsepower, under 25 horsepower?
Well, it should be.
Leave it free.
Yep.
And personal watercraft?
50.
So take all the fees up to 50.
Yep.
And
this would be on weekends, holidays.
Keep boats off the lake.
Friday's there. Yes, Friday's there. Friday's there, Sunday, holidays, tomorrow, holidays.
Is that what that policy says? And I will
Friday,
change.
Saturday, Sunday, holidays between and tomorrow
will,
and Labor Day.
And we will change that policy when attendance. We can attend it whenever we want.
Instead of saying Friday, Saturday, when it's.
Sorry, what? Sorry.
You're already into the season.
Right.
What kind of lake are you doing for this year?
No,
you're
going to
be
signs,
you're going
to bring signs made.
You're going to put those. You're going to put the people out there. You're going to make sure. Before you do that, are you going to have the sheriff's lift moved over to Balcom Beach
so that
the sheriff is going to be around when the kids without anything? I'm all for raising it. Okay, I just don't know if Labor Day weekend is the time to be doing it without any
Memorial Day.
Or Memorial Day weekend rather. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What I'm saying is, they really got to get some publication out there, some notification out there that it's going to be changing.
When you come in, it's $50. It's $50. You don't come back again.
Yeah, you don't.
Fourth of July is on Wednesday. We can start Monday day and put somebody there and charge everybody that's coming in for that weekend. So it doesn't mean Friday, Saturday, it's going to be holidays. It says, when it's attended, the board's been inside, when it's attended. If somebody's there, you pay the fee. If we're not there, you can pay the fee. That's the way it is now. But we get back there.
Well, and I think that you talk about the stickers for the residents and having all the boat, you know, all the power vehicles in the lake getting stickers. I think we should probably get something.
That's not gonna happen. That's the point.
We're saying the public, so really, most of the landowners can put their boat in during the week for free. There's nothing.
They can put it in on weekends too.
Yeah, anytime.
Just one suggestion. Why don't we raise it to $35 and raise it immediately? I think maybe the shock, we're getting this talk about now, it's doubling the fee. Why don't we raise it $10 to $35 and do it now?
I'm just saying, you know, if it had been.
Every single survey that we have again.
The landowners on this lake said, keep, except for one, said, keep the boat traffic off the lake. Every single one.
I mean, I knew that, that's why I said.
Well, that.
It was their principal thing in the survey.
If I don't get a second, I'm going to go to 40. If I don't get a second, I'll go to 35, so.
Okay, you didn't get a second, you're good.
I'm trying. Okay, I make a motion that we raise it to $40. Okay, I make a motion that we raise it to $35.
I'll second that.
And the motion is.
And the motion.
And when attended.
When attended.
Now, I said $35 and paid jet fees.
Yes, $35 for above 25, so anything below 24, the owners are going free. Jet fees are $35, when attended. I'll second.
So we made a motion, but I'll tell you.
Actually, what you do is you make this, well, the same.
I was trying for a couple.
Holy smokes, what else is on this thing?
Let's see, one more stuff.
One more.
Launch passes, babe.
Launch passes.
And then I think we're done.
I'm done.
We got one more. Launch pass. You're good, but you're still awake.
Had a nap this afternoon.
No, I have that on file.
When they tell, did you eat their lunch again?
Yeah.
What if it's gonna happen?
Yeah, cancel it. No, it's like, cancel it. Sometimes I. Yeah.
You wanna address that and maybe increase that or re-change this?
Yeah, we have, I know we did do that. I'm not sure how far back that is. I remember seeing it.
That's for residents.
Because residents can't be, they got a year or more.
Aren't they $40?
It was $40, I remember.
Launch passes.
I don't know how far back that was. But we don't have any stickers. We want to do something special for residents.
I don't think that's legal.
No, we're probably talking.
So you're saying a guy, the week, if they could come in for one day, pay $35, come down and get a seasonal pass for $40?
Just to be able to town.
People in the town, not people in district.
That's good, we have launch, docks, bank.
Okay, so we're all setting the launch passes. They will be this time. We have opened the forum now. John, if you'd like to state your name.
I mean, I'm not.
Do you have any questions or bring up anything? Is there anything you'd like to say in open forum?
We just wondering about, you know, have some kayaks, my grandchildren tomorrow, and a canoe.
We own a dock on Hutton's.
Okay.
That's what we, yeah, that we own now. from the landfill, that's what was said to us. And now we heard that we can't launch our boat there?
Well, actually, kayaks and canoes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now how about the boat?
Motorized boats, we want them all launched at...
Why, is there a ramp there?
Yes, of course there is. We've been launching boats there for years.
But we don't want that to happen now because people sneak in. This way here, launch your boat out.
They're trying to get away from the $40 fee.
$35.
Because other people will try to sneak in.
So you're telling us now, they come in kayaks?
Non-motorized.
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 You can do that, though. You can, I don't think people are... But I mean, a motorized boat, which is...
And I think that's New York State law, because you can hand carry any water.
Good.
You couldn't back those things down with a, on a trailer.
And the issue, and also the issue is whose property you're bringing that. If you do it on public land, that's fine. You can't go on somebody else's property walking.
No, we own the deck.
But yeah.
Different deck, no.
Well, but I'm just saying, you go Lake George, and as long as there's a right of way, you can hand carry your canoe.
We're watching.
You do it, and you watch your own. Then I do that to a state.
I think the board is here to, I think the board is supposed to be here to make it enjoyable, like to be on, and right now it's not being on. I think if the one person is being looked at, and there's not even a lawsuit. I mean, there's been a threat of a lawsuit for years. Let them sue, let them waste money, and he can prove what he wants to prove. But as of right now, one person is being looked at, and I think it's because there are, you know, so let's be honest with certain people. We have to look out for all of the lake members. We own a dock under the same rules that everybody on the lake owns under. And if you truly are going to look into every single dock in the bay, you're going to have hundreds of lawsuits because you're going to have to pay for hundreds of docks under the rule that you're taking away ours. We have a buyer for a home who's still very interested and wants to buy it. But now he's concerned because he said, we're not going to give you a limit on what we can charge him. Well, he said you can charge me $400 this year and $7 next year. But there's no wording in there that says, if there's something at least tied to maybe the taxes, the current Lake Association taxes. And you can't just say, we're not going to tie it to anything because that, of course, would worry him, as it should, that you could raise it $3,000 next year and say, well, you have the first bid, but it doesn't mean
anything. But that becomes inappropriate.
Pardon me?
That becomes inappropriate.
There's no reason. I think a lot of things are inappropriate that have already happened. Yeah. I mean, there are biases on board, and I think it's very clear that it's discriminatory that our dock was taken away when there's obvious bias for why our dock would be chosen. There were things that were tried to be done a couple years ago. There was a lot of interest in it by people close to members of the board, and now they're getting back at us for that. And that's exactly what's happened. And if that's allowing to go on, it's ridiculous because the board is here for the lake members, not vice versa. We pay taxes so that we can pay a board to sit and hear matters, not so they can take away docs at will for people that aren't liked or there's a grudge against. And it's ridiculous that it happens now, and it's purposely happened now after my husband left because he knows our property, he knows the docs inside out, and this happened 5 days after he left with the camp. And it's just wrong. On so many levels.
We're going to do more research on this whole area. Well, I mean, there's a lot of work that we have to do, and it will be done, and it will be done fairly. So I'm just saying, right now, this is our decision right now. Decision.
But you also understand that we don't have time. We are selling our home.
No, I understand.
Ours was the one that was taken away.
I understand. I understand. Well, I don't know. At this meeting, we can't say now for next year. Well, next year's president, we're going to have to wait for next meeting.
I'm sorry?
We will have to wait to our next meeting to address what next year's fee would be, and if we can address it at our next meeting. And
okay,
maybe we can come up with a different plan.
But we still don't own our dock. I mean, that's
no one owns their dock.
Okay, we still don't have our license. Sorry. We still don't have our license. And I want to know when the process is going to be started, where everybody's dock on the lake, like you said, is going to be looked at. Because, and I don't think anybody's dock should take away, don't get me wrong, that's not what I'm looking for.
No, I understand.
I'm just wanting to know why ours is being taken away. We are single-handedly being pointed out, ours is being taken away, and nobody else.
Because you don't live in the district.
Okay, so, but they're going by those rules. Do you know, okay, I understand that. Do you know how many people on the lake don't have a septic system, don't have a home that's tied to the street?
You misunderstood something, we misspoke, and you're way over time, you misunderstood something. You don't pay us, we're volunteer. If you want to volunteer and go around the lake and look at every dock and find out who's there and who the owner is, and if there's a septic system, go ahead and do it.
I'm saying it's discriminatory unless you're doing it.
That's right, okay, that's right. We're gonna have to put a law, so we're gonna address it more at the next meeting. Hopefully we have more information. Use me enough for...
That's it.
Is it public record as to what the $9,000 attorney bill was for the center? Can we know what it was for?
I don't know that we can at this point because it's a legal bill.
No, I don't think that applies, I think it's public record.
Lawsuit.
Unless they could
request the records, they might be able to request it, they request it for a FOIA.
Or can't you just say why you used the attorney?
Well, there's several reasons.
Well, I can explain one, I know why we kind of hired is because Kathy and I, we met with Dale Young's attorney, and our attorney had to come from Buffalo to go to Fillmore.
We just received it ourselves, so we really need to look at it.
I'm just curious, $9,000, that was a lot.
It's a lot of money.
And I can tell you, it's all over the board here.
Yeah.
It's every one of the lawsuits that we are doing. And there's multiples with, I checked with Kozlowski and Spokers, Alnick. There's something with this Smith thing, there's another Coon thing, there's another Chip Birdley.
So legal things, is your bill?
Rushbridge role as a settlement or something. It's out.
But Coon was a commission.
Yeah, it's, they're all about $500. Scattered through the buck, and there's just more hours here, 4.5 hours than you're doing here, that brought one up to $900, and the $4 that was $800.
And Bill, could you just remind me what your expense was for legal for this budget here? Do you remember? Was it like $15,000? I think we cut it way back.
Can I get to tell you after the meeting? Okay, next.
A fine was imposed on the Coxes before. Now, have you imposed fines before this time?
No.
No?
No.
Do you have the authority to impose fines?
Well, I'm thinking you want to challenge us. Go get a lawyer and find out.
I'm just answering a question.
I don't know. We're doing what we think we should do.
I mean, it was...
In all the meetings I've attended, I've never seen you impose a fine. That's the only...
Right. Well, we never have, but I'll tell you, I've never seen anyone... I have never since I've been on. Cut down five trees, just like...
Are we talking about the person to cut down the trees?
Yeah, I'm just talking about the imposing a fine.
I think we are being so nice because, quite frankly, they are not used in front of for a year.
That's not my question. I'm just asking about imposing fines. Are you...
They seem...
Can you do that?
I don't know. We just did it.
Now
we spend another $9,000 on attorneys and call up the damn attorney and find out if we should do it.
Don't take it out on me. I'm asking a simple question. Is it yes or no?
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Okay,
we have to...
What
did it?
Okay,
started the whole thing with Kathy Young, that she was going to back us because you cannot impose fines. Because you don't have the right to impose fines. And that was the legislation that was supposed to come through that never came through.
But you can rope off that, which is why you're supposed to be doing it.
I mean, isn't that the whole...
Didn't give an option?
We actually, what we did is we gave her an option.
We gave her...
I think we gave her an option. We gave her an option.
She had the option.
I think we're trying to be the nice guys here, quite frankly.
I understand, and we don't have to call the fine.
But isn't call it a...
Well, just paying for the destruction of our property. I think that was Kathy, get the, weren't you trying to get the authority to level fines? Wasn't that the whole issue with the state of New York?
And that was turned down.
Right.
They're actually right.
It wasn't turned down, it was just cut short.
It was cut short.
By the town.
We'll see if we can find out whether or not we do it or not.
I'd appreciate it. Well, yeah, you might want to let her know.
I think it was in...
It's a fine.
It was in the best interest that we were trying to do that.
I mean, if we were to take her to court for cutting down trees on district property, I'm sure that we could have, she would have had to pay a bigger fine than she said.
Actually, what was done in the past is people were required to replant the tree. At the time it's replanted, then they get the dock back.
But you have the right to revoke that. And the problem I have with it is so then go down and cut down trees you feel like cutting, and then I'll go ahead and do that.
That's the policy, Dick.
No, but we have the ability to restrict her usage. And it seems that if the ethical thing was here, she was willing to pay her way out of that.
So she can replant the trees and get her use back. That's the right way for everyone who breaks her house. That's how it's written.
I made a decision.
Yeah.
We don't have to debate our decision.
No, I don't. I just, it's interesting to hear what you say.
Okay.
Next, this is all good. Maybe.
What about the sheriff's lift?
The sheriff's lift, we went down there and we felt it was kind of late this year to do it.
Did you check on it?
Wait a minute. You're planning on moving it?
We were talking about moving it.
Who would do the moving?
Who would do the moving of it? Well, we have to hire someone.
Oh, no, last I talked to the sheriff, which was just yesterday, he's just waiting for permission from this board. He will have his people go move the lift where it can't be anymore, bring it over on the trailer, and set it over on Balcon Beach. He's waiting for this board.
Okay, well, when we were out there also, is that he went to put it toward the...
Dam side of the old first boat launch, right.
First boat.
Wrong.
And the people that went down on the inspection, when we went down there, some of the people had a problem. They said a lot of people are on that walkway quite often.
The sheriff's not going to be out there sunbathing. They need one place to walk, get in their boat, and go away.
I understand.
So I don't understand what the problem is. You can't put it over on the other side until you get the walkway in there.
All right, why don't we put that on the agenda for June 10th?
The sheriff would like to start patrolling the lake Memorial Day weekend. They really need to know where they're going to be putting their boat.
Well, when we go down to look at France, and we went down to look at it.
Maggie, has he contacted this office in regard to that?
He was at the last meeting. He was at the last meeting and discussed it, talked about it. So I just I spoke to him wondering when, if they have a boater course scheduled, and asked him about the boat lift and when they were going to start patrolling.
He said... This office is supposed to respond to them to the sheriff's office?
As to where the lift was supposed to go, yes.
This office is supposed to do that.
My understanding from talking to Lieutenant Finnemore...
I was supposed to contact the sheriff when we went down there. We decided not to move it there.
Who's we?
Yeah, who's we and why?
This is not me and you, I think Kathy was on the dock.
This is the safety of the people on the lake. This district put in the other dock to allow for parking. Now, where we're talking about putting the sheriff's lift, last year they were constantly, that's where the guy
Moore to spend the night on his boat. That's not an area where people need to park. To the other side, there's plenty of room. And you got one trailer backing up, getting the boat on it. You got another boat sitting over there, tied up, dropping the driver of the vehicle. So that they're going to have to pull it back out, swing it around to get back in the trailer anyway. Nobody shouldn't be parking on those docks for more than 5-10 minutes at a time. So by the decision of this board, we may not have the sheriff be able to patrol the lake as early as he's, because we're not giving them an answer out of the lake.
The decision of the board is to contact the sheriff and discuss it with the sheriff.
The sheriff was at the last meeting. You talked to the sheriff about it.
Okay, I'm going to contact the sheriff. And if he can move it before the holidays.
Yeah, because I asked him if he needed volunteers to get it moved. He said no, he would have his guys just do it.
Mm-hmm. Why would they give him?
Okay, any other questions?
What's the board's contention on this Hutton Bay deal? Are docks down there legally? Do we have a right to use our docks? And why, after 30 years, are we being prosecuted or persecuted because of this stuff?
Because we have to submit
proof that we have docks, that we had the docks originally, which everybody should. We got people hiding behind trees seeing somebody launches their boat. For years, we launched our boats down there. There's a gate there. Nobody can come in from the outside. I can personally say I've never seen anybody launch a boat there that wasn't there. It was just a convenience because flooding, things like that. Nobody took advantage of the situation because there's a problem at the other end of the lake and you got people hiding behind trees and saying, oh, geez, this guy launched his boat and not supposed to. And some of these people weren't even told that the board didn't want to launch the boat. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like we've done everything that the board has asked us to do. You know, we submitted license, we applied for licenses, and all of a sudden, like you took this poor lady's dock away. She applied for a license just like I did and everybody else. Shouldn't be taken away. I mean, if you gave the licenses and if you didn't do your homework to find out what was going on, it shouldn't be our fault. And what is the board's contention? Do they feel that we're there illegally or we have a right to be there?
We actually, at this point, we really don't know, but nothing would have come about until the lawsuit was, you know, possible litigation was brought to our attention. The attorney contacted our attorney with the other party stating that it's his property. That's why we're going to have it surveyed and we're going to see if that property belongs to Mr. Young or if it's all
the district.
I'm talking about the
lawyer. The problem with all the licenses is because some of them are, you're correct, some of them are very old. And some of the files are not up to date and there are parts missing. So
why should it be parts missing?
I can't answer that question. I can just tell you that going through the files and looking through the files, there were files where documentation was missing. So what we felt was a fair thing, we asked for all of the people who had licenses that were older than 2 years. Most of them are older than 5 years, to go ahead and resubmit their documentation so that we could make sure all the documentation was correct. So that when we are called upon to make a decision, we have all your information. So that you're not making a decision on incorrect information.
But when you buy a piece of property, you know, they say the property is so much and you have a dock with it. Right. Now you have your lawyer look into it and you go down to the lake district. Do I have a dock? When I buy this piece of property, is that dock going to be, you know, passed over. And they say, yes, now you buy a piece of property and you apply for a license and you get it. And now 10, 20, 30 years later, they say, well, we shouldn't give it to you. You know, if that was the case, you would never bought that property. Now you're being hurt because you don't have a dock. Your property is not worth that much.
At this point, we are trying with district commissioners who are currently on the board have inherited a problem. We did not create this problem either.
We didn't create it either.
Exactly. We inherited it.
We're not even told what's going on. We asked a question.
So our duty now is to try to untangle and find out, because we've inherited this problem, we are looking at the possibility of a lawsuit, which we would like to avoid for the landowner's benefit, because it's going to cost us, all of us, to our landowners, more money that will take away from those things that we really need to spend money on, which is the dam. So our goal is to look at all the documentation. If the documentation isn't there, then we don't have anything to look at to base an educated, well-rounded decision on. And that's what we're asking, well, that's why we ask for all that information, so that we can go back and look at it and study it.
But they took her dock and there, might take his, might take that one. That's not right. I mean, if you bought a piece of property and they said you have a dock with it, and the Lake District agrees with it.
You have a dock license with your property.
You have all privileges for a dock and you apply for your license and you have it. I mean, am I right?
You have the privilege of applying for a dock license according to our rules. That's the way it is. We, again, this board didn't create the rules. This board has inherited the rules that we have to enforce. We have to enforce them. This is not going to be an easy decision-making process. It's going to take us some time. We have to look at it. And we're getting our council's suggestions on how to handle it.
Are we all right for this year?
Yeah.
We can put our boats in?
You're fine for this year.
There's no lawsuit.
No.
There's no lawsuit.
I mean, my opinion,
you're right.
Everyone has their own opinion on this board. My opinion is, and I'm going to be honest, quite honest with everyone, my opinion is, I want everyone to keep their dock license. Okay? We have to follow the rules, and I will do everything that I can do to help you to keep your dock license.
Does the rest of the board feel that way?
No, but I will. I mean, this is me. We have to
follow. We all want the people that are in our district to be able to have a dock license. That is our ultimate goal. Okay? So the question comes to be that let's make sure that your dock license has all the documentation it needs. So if it's challenged, we can say, we've looked at that dock license, it meets all the criteria. Would you like us just to throw it to somebody else and they come along and say, well, this doesn't meet the criteria, this doesn't meet the criteria? We are trying to make sure that the dock licenses meet the criteria. At this time, other than the Turner's dock license, which was granted less than 2 years ago and we felt was out of the district.
What was 2 years ago? What happened 2 years ago?
Well, we're just saying that that's...
No, I'm saying why 2 years ago, why ours left
because
legal than anybody else?
Because we're saying that we looked at yours and said it doesn't meet the criteria from the last time there was something voted on. All of the other ones either were in there before this original before this current criteria is, or they don't have complete documentation. All these other licenses are before this criteria. Yours isn't.
Well, I'm waiting for about 400 other docs to be taken away because I don't want anybody's docs to be taken away, but I want to know why mine is doing and it's being voted. And it's wrong and we know that, and we cannot be unbiased about it, and that's my opinion.
At this point, there has not been another doc that's been identified that we've had identified to us that has property outside
district. Me as an individual, there is very much discrimination there are on the board.
And you've seen that. We can go on to me. Did I answer your question?
Well, not quite. Look, I got my point across.
No, thanks for asking.
Regarding your legal bills, I'll give you an answer. The answer is they are available, except for the detail of the work done, if it describes any legal principle that's being advised to the client. Example, you can leave, met with client, sent letter to client, but if it says something, researched XYZ Corp decision for precedent, that's got to be redacted out of the bill. Anything that in the bill that would reflect a decision or research on a legal issue should be redacted. But the basic times and something that does not in any way describe the legal work being done as far as where the cases are, you could generally give those legal bills out. So I was going to answer your question on that one. So you may have to redact the bills exactly how they describe the work that was being done. And it goes to anything resembling legal advice and where they're doing research for their client.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Dave, didn't we decide not to put the sheriffs at those two docks because it'd be inconvenient?
Well,
yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes,
stick by your guns for a change.
There were three of us down there.
Right.
There were three of us down there. Right now, I don't know, the board, maybe it may be the right thing to do is by putting the sheriff there. I'm not 100% sure, but I think if the sheriff is comfortable having us both there, why don't we try it for a year? If it works out.
Because you're going to create a traffic jam.
Well,
we discussed that.
Well, we may have
stick by your guns, a decision you make, just once. Just do it once. Make me happy.
What's that?
Like I said, you change your mind constantly.
No, I'm not changing
my mind
constantly. What I'm trying to say, Bill, is if the sheriff is comfortable there, and if the sheriff's boat is there, they're not going to be pulling in.
But we decided that was not a good spot for the sheriff last time we inspected it.
Okay, can you tell me other spots that would be more comfortable?
How about down by the beach? There's a dock that says sheriff on it.
Right down by the public?
Yep.
No, we'll have to check that out. I'm gonna contact the sheriff, and I'll meet with the sheriff.
Okay. That's why we have a DOC committee.
I understand.
I would say the DOC committee is for new docks. This is not a new DOC.
No,
this is public safety for the lake. It is not a new DOC. The DOC committee can decide where you want to put the walkway when this year is over to accommodate the lake.
I'm sorry, it's not your turn, Maggie. It
doesn't matter, Bill.
Okay, Mary.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Has he got a green card? From New Zealand. I just wondered if they had a green card.
Cool.
Turn this off. These guys are not allowed to drive on this
right.
Why don't they get us in Boston State? Right. Some would. Some would go some bullets. Hostile environment, huh?
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah. David herself, bad people. That's right, you don't say that.
You don't admit the people that you're sitting with.
Exactly.
You don't do that.
No, you don't. It's all at work.